From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bomber. They are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There is no immediate response from Russia. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Media reports say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia as well as Islamic State group positions in Syria. The Hurriyet newspaper says the attacks targeted positions north of the town of Manbij. Media reports also say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Earlier reports said forces were massing near the border inside Turkey near that city. Meanwhile, the United Nations aid chief said Monday, the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. U.S. Olympic swimming medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting that he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo USA and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he still plans to deport 11 million illegal aliens living in the United States. Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, had said in an earlier interview that the candidate's deportation plans were, in her words, to be determined. Trump assured a Fox News interviewer that he was not flip-flopping on the issue. A new batch of emails released Monday indicates several donors to the Clinton Foundation were given access to Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State. The documents provided by the group Judicial Watch are the latest evidence of an overlap between Clinton's work at the State Department and that of the Clinton Foundation. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is calling for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. On Monday, Trump called the charity the most corrupt political enterprise in history. Clinton campaign officials have firmly denied any wrongdoing, saying any decisions by Clinton were made without considering the influence of donors. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off the Italian island of Ventotene and promised to strengthen the European project. Former French leader Nicolas Sarkozy says he wants his old job back. He announced Monday he will seek the presidency in the next election under the banner of his center-right party, the Republicans. Sarkozy will try to unseat incumbent François Hollande. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for the deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan.
This is not an intervention force. This is a protection force with a very clear mandate to be able to protect people for their access, their freedom of movement, and their ability to remain free from attack or ambush from any source.
Kerry met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers of Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi. Zambian authorities have suspended the licenses of one of the country's main private television stations and two radio stations. The authorities say the behavior of the stations during the recent presidential election posed a risk to the peace and stability of the country. The now suspended MUVI-TV ran news stories critical of supporters of the ruling Patriotic Front Party. The opposition accuses the government of trying to stifle media freedom. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.